A case report on diagnostic dilemma of painful red eye with severe headache. Case number 1. A 48-year-old female presented with complaints of recurrent episodes of severe pain in the left eye for last 3 days. She reported that the pain started suddenly along left supraorbital margin. Within minutes, the pain spread in and around eye and became unbearable. Redness of the eye closely followed the onset of pain. The lid became ptotic, but the vision remained unaffected. Injections of diclofenac sodium were given to relieve the pain. Her past medical and ophthalmic history was unremarkable. She denied any head injury in the past. Investigations revealed that she was an overt diabetic, although her systemic examination was within normal limits. ENT examination and X-ray paranasal sinus view excluded the sinusitis. A provisional diagnosis of partial third eye nerve paresis due to diabetes mellitus was made and ophthalmic consultation was advised. Complete blood count, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, renal function tests were within normal limits. VDRL was non-reactive and anti-nuclear antibodies were not detected. During pain-free period, the anterior segment was unremarkable except conjunctival congestion. Her intraocular pressure was 32 and 30 mm of mercury, well-defined pink optic disc with CD ratios of 0.7 and 0.6 in the right and left eye respectively, excluded the clinical diagnosis of benign intracranial hypertension. Field changes on automated perimetry were consistent with the diagnosis of glaucoma. Timolol malleate 0.5% eye drops twice a day were prescribed. The intraocular pressure dropped down to 20 mm of mercury, but the episode of pain recurred and injection diclofenac was given. The patient was re-evaluated again. Her vision was 6x6 in each eye. There was no protopsis, although lid edema and mild ptosis were apparent, but ocular movements were within normal limit. Conjunctiva was congested and chemoset. Table oblique figure 2. Possibility of orbital inflammatory disease or orbital myositis was omitted due to normal ocular movement and absence of protopsis. There was no clinical evidence of scleritis or iritis. Pupils were reactive without an apparent pupillary defect. Gonioscopy revealed grade 3 open angle in all quadrants. Absence of blood in Sclemen scandal excluded the possibility of low flow carotid cavernous fistula. Contrast-enhanced computerized tomographic CT scan of the brain and orbit excluded any structural or space-occupying lesion and orbital inflammatory disease. Considering the episodic nature of severe periocular pain, conjunctival congestion with mild ptosis and the normal CT scan findings of the orbit and brain, a presumptive diagnosis of cluster headache was made and treatment was commenced with tablet prednisolone 60 mg per day for 3 days and tapered by 10 mg every third day. This is according to the Campbell protocol. After initiation of this treatment, there was no recurrence of the episode of pain. The ptosis as well as conjunctival congestion resolved completely. Case number 2. A 35-year-old male patient was brought to the triage with severe headache and pain in the right eye associated with vomiting of 30 minutes duration. Although he reported having suffered episodes of headache in the past, but the nature of the current headache was entirely different. Injection diclofenac sodium was given for a presumed diagnosis of migraineous attack and he was advised to consult the internist in the outpatient department. The patient returned in the morning with severe headache, vomiting, painful red right eye and watery rhinorrhea. He was admitted for further evaluation. Systemic examination did not reveal abnormal findings. Results of the complete blood count, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, renal and liver function tests and serum electrolyte levels were found to be within normal limits. The ENT examination was unremarkable. Detailed ocular examination was normal except for the presence of conjunctival congestion. An intracranial space-occupying lesion was excluded since the results of the CT scan of brain were within normal limits. Meanwhile, the patient was treated with intravenous antibiotics, parenteral metoclopramide, diclofenac sodium and discharged on the third day as headache did not recur. The patient was readmitted later the same day as symptom complex recurred. He revealed that the pain had started suddenly along the right superior orbital margin and then spread to the entire head, although it was more intense in the right half. Within minutes, pain was excruciating, the eye became red and he started vomiting. During episode of headache, right lid was slightly ptotic although ocular movements were normal. Conjunctiva was congested and chemoset. Mild anisocoria was noted, right pupil was smaller in size, bilateral fundus examination was normal. The magnetic resonance imaging, that is MRI, of the orbital brain true lobe pseudo tumor orbit and Tolosa-Hunt syndrome were found to be within normal limits. In view of the excruciating pain around congested right eye along with mild ptosis and miosis, rhinorrhea, unremarkable systemic examination, normal biochemical and radiology profiles, the diagnosis was revised and the patient was thought to be suffering from cluster headache. All medicines were stopped and treatment was commenced with oral prednisolone 60 mg per day for 3 days and tapered by 10 mg every third day. After initiation of the corticosteroids, the headache resolved, conjunctival congestion and ptosis regressed. The patient returned 6 months later with similar complaints and responded dramatically to oral prednisolone. The discussion. Cluster headache, an uncommon, most painful primary headache, heralds episodes of very severe unilateral orbital, supraorbital and or temporal pain which may extend to the face, neck, ear or hemicranium with signs and symptoms of autonomic dysfunction. The pain starts without any warning, intensifies rapidly and becomes agonizing in a short time. The designation came from the cluster pattern of the attack, both in terms of the number of episodes per day and the number of days in a bout. The frequency of attack may vary from 6 per 24-hour period to 1 in a week. If the patient experiences more than 3 attacks within 24 hours, it may seem that the pain recurs when the effect of analgesic are wearing off. This gives a false impression of continuous pain and masks the episodic nature of the illness. Misdiagnosis of cluster headache is common in clinical practice and can lead to significant morbidity. An interesting non-clinic population-based internet survey in the US observed an average delay of 6.6 years in the diagnosis of cluster headache. The average number of incorrect diagnoses was 3.9 and an average 4.3 physicians were consulted before the correct diagnosis was made. 4% of the patients had unnecessary sinus or deviated septum surgery. Many inappropriate medications such as propranolol, amitriptyline and antibiotics were commonly prescribed while sumatriptan and oxygen were often denied due to a failure of understanding of the nature of this disorder. The International Headache Society has laid down the criteria for diagnosis of cluster headache. At times, the clinical boundaries between migraine and cluster headache are ill-defined. None meet the strict International Society criteria and the patient may present with headache sharing the characteristic of both headache types. These occasions are diagnostic challenges. Change in the pattern or intensity of headache in a patient with history of cluster headache needs neuroimaging to rule out a structural lesion masquerading as cluster headache. Granular matches pituitary lesion and intracranial aneurysm may masquerade as cluster headache. Overlap in symptoms between recurrent orbital myositis and cluster headache may delay the diagnosis of orbital myositis. Orbital myositis should be considered in patients with atypical cluster headache characterized by protopsis, painful eye movements and pain that does not completely resolve within 3 hours. Short-lasting unilateral neuralgiform headache with conjunctival injection and tearing, that is SUNCT syndrome, a newly described headache characterized by short-lasting unilateral attacks of neuralgiform pain accompanied by conjunctival injection and tearing on the symptomatic side should be considered in the differential diagnosis of cluster headache. The exact etiopathophysiological mechanism of cluster headache remains to be elucidated. Recent studies have demonstrated the important role of ipsilateral ventral hypothalamus in the pathogenesis of cluster headache. The diagnosis of cluster headache is clinical based on a history of recurrent episodes, the description of pain, the temporal profile, and the accompanying autonomic manifestations. Oxygen inhalation is one of the most effective treatments for cluster headache. Subcutaneous administration of 6 mg of sumatriptan has been shown to abort the attack of headache in 75% of the patients, but it is contraindicated in patients with hypertension and ischemic heart disease. Sumatriptan is not recommended for patients who experience more than 2 attacks every 24 hours, in that such use would exceed the recommended limits. In a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind, crossover study, intranasal zolmitriptan 10 mg was found to relieve the headache in 80% of the patients with episodic cluster headache. Corticosteroids are the most rapidly acting agents to break the cycle of cluster headache. Kudrow reported significant relief of headache in 77% of 77 patients with episodic cluster headache and partial relief in another 12% of patients given prednisolone. At the Mayo Clinic, treatment typically is initiated according to the Campbell protocol, that is 60 mg daily for 3 days followed by 10 mg decrements every 3 days over 18 days. Corticosteroids are the drugs of choice in patients with ischemic heart disease or uncontrolled hypertension. If the episodes of cluster headache are frequent, it needs prophylactic therapy, verapamil, lithium dibaproex sodium and topiramate are effective in the prophylaxis of cluster headache. Recently, occipital nerve stimulation has been shown to be effective in the treatment of drug-resistant chronic cluster headache. Conclusion. To conclude, in a patient presenting with excruciating headache of sudden onset associated with painful red eye and other autonomic dysfunction, consider the diagnosis of cluster headache. Dramatic relief of the symptom complex by administration of 60 mg of tablet prednisone can be used as a therapeutic test.